KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Stay tuned now for a live interview with Professor Alfred McCoy. The topic is the CIA and torture.
Please join me in welcoming Walla Walla tribal leaders Kathy Sampson Cruz and brother Don Sampson for an opening song and prayer.
Yes, Papa. In me, my mama. I want to call my father, who is the chief of the Walla Wallas, my sister, my niece, my nephew, but I also want to call Bobby Kennedy up here, one of our great leaders for this nation, and Brett, and Mary Woods, could you join us? These are good people. They come from great lineage, just as my people. For 160 years, for 160 years, our people have been dealing with the state of Oregon to protect this land, these rivers, the water. Our treaties with the United States government were a sacred covenant with our Creator. And at the beginning of time, we were obligated to take care of the salmon, our brother, the elk and deer, the roots and berries, the river. And today, seven generations of Oregonians are back here standing in solidarity with us, the first people of this country. And we're proud of you today. We're proud of you because you're thinking of your children. And your children's children.
Oh, really? Okay.
And you're upholding that sacred covenant. So we're going to sing this song. This song comes from the beginning of time, when there was water and there was earth and the light shined down upon us. That light gives us strength in our heart and our body. It lights up this land that we stand upon. It lights up the river and the air. So we offer this song. We ask you all to face to the east where the sun comes from. Face to the east during this song. And then once we're done, you're going to raise your right hand to the sun as our witness today. The sun is our witness. This earth, our mother, our witness. Our creator, our witness. Night. To the sun as our witness and say, aye.
Aye.
Turn around in a circle. I would like my sister to come up and speak.
He and me, Manamuma, she cook, Nashwa, Pina, Clarsha, Mersinwit, I Katsiao Pusha, I Katsiao Katha. It's an honor to be here today. It's a humbling honor. My Indian name is Wayasups, Kathy Sampson Cruzy. I'm a member of the Walla Walla tribe, the Wallulapam. Our homeland is in eastern Oregon, down the beautiful Columbia River. We stand here today with you, looking towards those next generations. Look into those children's eyes and know that this is the good fight to fight. We have stood for many years, 160 years since the Treaty of 1855. This May and June, those leaders stood at the beautiful valley of the Walla Walla Treaty Council peoples, all from around the nations of Indian peoples. They gathered, they negotiated, they tried to make peace the best that they knew how in those times. Out of those treaties, we lost over 6 million acres. So those of you landholders, where these big conglomerates are coming to you, guess what? We know what eminent domain means. One of the biggest issues that faces us, one of the biggest issues that faces us is to stand together in unity, to put down some of those old hurts and wounds that all of us have. My mother's people come from the area called Heppner and Hardman, strong pioneer people. My father's people come from that beautiful Wallulapam land of that whole indigenous valley in the Blue Mountains. 62 years ago, they joined together to make us come here today to be with you. But in those days, they couldn't walk down the same streets together in the city of Pendleton, Oregon. Thankfully, some of those things have changed, because without the kind of social justice, we will not have climate justice. We know that indigenous peoples across this country are in dire peril. We sat last night and met some people from the Marshall Islands. Just happenstance, we said, I heard their dialect, and I heard Bellman say they're from the Marshall Islands, so we went and introduced ourselves. We heard them, 400,000 strong, when we walked at New York City with the big climate march. We heard those words of the people, stand together. Woo-hoo! Where have we been and where are we going? We have seen Trojan nuclear power plant shut down. Yeah! This state has the power to do so with the people. We have seen, finally, some cleanup happening at Hanford.
Yes! Yes!
Someday we will see and witness the shutdown of the Columbia Generating Station.
Yes! Yes!
Clean water is our birthright, but we must protect her. She is the life giver of all of us. When we spoke at the Coyote Terminal hearing in Boardman, Oregon, I tell you, we could have pulled the arrows out of our backs because so many people were upset about that. But who came to us? Power Pass Coal, Columbia River Keepers, Portland Rising Tide. You were there for us. Sovereign treaty rights are real, and we will continue to fight for those. But we're fighting for a cause to save ourselves and to protect this planet. When we sat at the Pembina hearings, after those closed doors were open, they were rattling in their shiny shoes. When we went to Seattle, when Shell was there, and we saw the First Peoples canoe families enter that water, we know the people power of all the kayaks that joined them. Those closed door meetings need to be open to us. This is our land. This is all of us to take care of. In closing, there's a beautiful saying that our elders would tell us. We'd be in the mountains digging our roots, our chaosh, our piache. We'd be close by, even in Mount Adams, way east, to pick our beautiful huckleberries, choke cherries, blueberries, wild black caps. They would say, Kwali Sam Chana, we will always be here. We need to keep that in our heart. We need to know that every time we look into the eyes of a child, it is our responsibility to protect them and make this world better for them. Ai, Katsiaya, Pusha. Ai.
Jody McCaffrey here from Southern Oregon. I'd like to thank Sarah and Hannah and all those that put this rally together. We're here in one accord. We are here today to ask Governor Brown to support the citizens in Coos County and in Oregon and to support our local sustainable industries and jobs and not support foreign non-sustainable LNG export projects. Not only will higher energy costs harm those of us in Coos County and in Oregon, the health of our estuary and our sustainable jobs that depend on that estuary are a serious issue. Oysters are our canary in the coal mine.
Yes.
Not only will ocean acidification affect the oyster industry, but dredging from Jordan Cove's 232-mile pipeline will, within the first 2 miles, significantly negatively impact two oyster companies. We could lose more jobs in the oyster business alone than what Jordan Cove would end up providing. And it doesn't end there, as the pipeline goes on to impact 400 water bodies and thousands of acres of forest in Southern Oregon. I do hope that the state will take